Sunday night, the first ever Fayetteville Roots Festival will feature musicians from Virginia, Texas, California, Tennessee, and from Fayetteville. Hosted by the band Three Penny Acre, the festival takes place inside Greenhouse Grill in South Fayetteville. Jeremy Gothard, the owner of Greenhouse Grill, has dubbed it a micro-festival, a one-night, indoors, five-hour, multi-artist event. The 5 o'clock festival will be preceded by a pair of songwriter roundtables during brunch at the restaurant. This week, Jeremy Gothard, owner of Greenhouse Grill, and Brian Hembry, one-third of the host band Three Penny Acre, came to our studio to discuss the Fayetteville Roots Festival on Sunday. Brian says the idea was sparked by one of the artists scheduled to perform Sunday night.
Well, I actually got a phone call from Raina Rose, a good friend of ours from Austin, Texas. She's a musician, and she said, hey, I'm going to be coming through town, and why don't we do a Raina Rose, Three Penny Acre show? And I think she even said, maybe Greenhouse Grill, because Jeremy had hosted Raina Rose a couple years ago when she was coming through town at the old Greenhouse Grill location. And one thing led to another, and all of a sudden we had about 12 acts together. And I called Raina back, and I said, I think I've put something together. And I told her we're going to call it the Fayetteville Roots Festival. And in that span of time, I had approached Jeremy Gothard at Greenhouse Grill and said, hey, Jeremy, here's this concept. We've got artists. They're all traveling artists. They're coming through town. Let's do it on a Sunday. Let's put a full day of music together. Let's call it the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
Jeremy, that sounded like something from the top that you wanted to do?
Absolutely. Incorporating music into our place has been a dream. And now at the new location, to have the space and the stages to do so. So for this event, we also created the idea of changing it from a dining destination to more of a festival destination by a little more lights and decoration and a different food menu and drink specials. And so when people come in, it doesn't look like the place that they come and dine. It's a place that they come and, wow, this is a micro festival.
So you're going to have a Roots Festival menu?
Yes, it'll be different items, you know, more appetizers, light entrees, and drink specials. But the concept definitely being of you're there for multiple hours, you need food if you're standing and dancing and getting around. And, where you're there for multiple hours. So
now we know Three Penny Acre.
Yep.
Your hometown heroes. Honey Dew Drops have been here before.
That's right.
They've been on Prairie Home Companion. Husband-wife team.
Yes. Yeah, they are a husband-wife team, and you know they have that connection that I think you can only get when you have that. Their vocals are tremendous, the way their guitars interplay. I mean, to have just two vocals and two guitars on stage, how much can you create with that? But they create a lot of beautiful music and a lot of sound. And they were really the backbone, I think. Once we picked up a fourth artist, fourth duo, all of a sudden, then it seemed like it could be a festival. And I think that was really the point where I came to Jeremy and said, look, we've got a couple of artists here. I think we could have a fourth. Jeremy, I think, was familiar with the Honey Dew Drops from when they played in town last time. And that's how it kind of spurred.
Anthony DaCosta.
Yeah, we met Anthony down at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Obviously, you know, we've been going down there for years. He actually won the New Folk competition, which is their songwriting competition, at age 16. He just finished up his freshman year at Columbia University.
There ain't nothing in this world that'll always stay the same. And when things fall apart, we'll have each other to blame. Sometimes I dream of singing with my love right by my side, like Dolly Parton and Porter Wagner. Porter played the guitar and Dolly sang just like a bird. Dolly had the prettiest voice Nashville ever heard. So Porter put her on his TV show, smile at the screen. Dolly was the prettiest woman Nashville ever seen.
And so he's this just amazing songwriter who's been, you know, traveling and touring since his teenage years. And now he's only touring in the summer, really, because he's in school in Columbia in the fall and spring, and then he's on the road during the summer. And that was a really amazing pickup, because Raina and Anthony have played a lot of shows together, and then the third person on that tour is John Elliott. Mm-hmm. And so that was that coastal thing. You have John Elliott out of L.A., Raina from Austin, Anthony DaCosta from New York City. And so all of a sudden we started to realize we were going to have a pretty big thing.
Now, the festival proper begins at 5. Before that, you're going to have some writers in the round, some songwriters in the round?
Correct, yes. During our brunch service, which will be a free show and a free preview, it'll be regular brunch food and brunch menu and service, but you'll have a chance to come in and preview some of the acts they're going to be playing that evening. I think teaming up different ensembles and just throughout, so those who can only make it to the brunch, which will be from 10 to 2, can come out and check out some of these performers and get some brunch. Yum.
Long day for you?
Sure.
Nothing out of the ordinary. I guess I'm a restaurateur. Yeah. What's a long day, right?
Yeah, it's a great Sunday. It's a treat to do something different, too.
The great thing about this festival, and nothing wrong with the festivals where you spend multiple days and you might or might not shower and you hear a lot of great bands. This one, you come in at 5 and you're going to be home, depending where you are, 10, 3, or 11.
That's right. I mean, this concept of a festival has been maybe a little bit perplexing because it's not outdoors. And it's essentially all day long, if you include the brunch preview show. But it's not a multi-day fest. I think everyone will be showered. Maybe not. I don't know.
But I think
if anything, it just maybe might whet the appetite for something that could grow from here. This idea that maybe a festival inside the city limits of Fayetteville could be a successful and interesting concept. And I think the demographics, what we've seen so far, people's interest are really wide. We've seen folks that want to bring their kids all the way up to, senior citizens that say, hey, this is down my alley. I can handle a Sunday at 5. I like this music. I'd like to go see this show. Whereas they may not go to an outdoor festival and take that type of a jaunt.
Let me ask you about the free in the round during brunch. I'm going to use what little restaurant jargon I know. Are you afraid that people might camp at a table? I mean, they're having so much fun listening to the songwriters and you're not turning the table for...
I wouldn't say afraid, but concerned. It will probably happen, for sure. And there's no way of avoiding that.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's an opportunity for them to come in and see that during their schedule. Yeah.
Tell me about Doug and Talisha Williams.
Talisha. Yeah. Doug and Talisha, another great husband-wife duo, actually. I guess we're going to have a lot of that in the lineup. They are also from Virginia. They have been playing together for the last, I think, about 8 years. This is actually the last show on a 10-week run that they're making. They actually, from what I understand, sold their house. They had already owned an RV that they toured in, and they said, we're going to start this run by doing a 10-week tour in the RV. They have their dog with them, and they've been on this massive run. They started out in Virginia. They went all the way up north, made it all the way up into Vancouver. They're in Austin. I just talked to them today. They're in Austin. Then we're going to be their last stop, and then they're going to make the long run from Fayetteville back home to Virginia.
So you want me to forgive you again? These things happen now and then. Played a game that no one wins. When you went and broke my heart again. So many times you let me down. And you're always running round. This time I won't give in. No, I won't forgive you again. The horse is on the carousel.
And there are other locals who people can catch. I know at least during the brunch, Efren White,
as a solo artist in the round. So there are three artists playing. It will be Efren White, Charlie Roth from Minnesota, and then David Glazer from Annapolis. And they're all familiar with each other's music. In fact, Charlie Roth put an Efren White song on his last album that he just released this last spring. And it's actually a song that Efren hasn't even released yet, called Long Haul. And then, yes, Shannon Wurst. She'll be in the next in the round as a solo artist, but she'll be playing with Ryan Spearman from St. Louis. And then also on the bill, Johan Wagner from Austin, right. Texas. How could I forget Johan, our great friend?
And so those are from 10:32. Doors will open at 5, and Doug and Talisha begin at 5:30 for the festival.
That's right.
And what I like about this festival is there's a very good chance you'll never see this congregation of artists
for sure
together again, right?
I would have to agree, yes. Especially in one day on a Sunday evening in Fayetteville for this micro festival. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the other part of it as well. You know, bringing these artists together for a one-day event creates something unique. It only happens at that moment in time, and that's part of the reason to be there. You know, this idea that this is something that's happening here and now, and then you want to see that, and then it's going to go. And maybe in the future we get to do this again, and we try it, and we put a different version together. And so that's year two, and then year three. But each year will hold its own kind of set of musicians and its own ambiance and feel. So.
Excellent. Thank you both.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brian Embry is one third of Three Penny Acre, the host band for Sunday's first ever Fayetteville Roots Festival at Greenhouse Grill. We also heard from Jeremy Gother, owner of Greenhouse Grill. To see a schedule for the free songwriter roundtables at brunch and for the evening festival, you can go to threepennyacre.com. To hear more from our conversation, including what 1980s rock standard might be part of the end of evening jam session, you can go to ozarksatlarge.com.
These things happen.